Shania Twain tickets coming up for you very, very soon. Inside the next 10 minutes, I'll get you involved. If you want to win a pair of tickets, hang on. But now, let's go back to this. I've had so many calls and messages and Instagram messages about this call. This is the Echo phone prank we brought you last Friday morning, if you haven't heard it. So what you do is, on this occasion, I'm ringing a fella on Dundeal. He's selling a load of stuff. Often people put up multiple things. He was clearing out a shed or something.
Yeah.
And you ring and you record the things you want to say to him. And yeah, they're ready to play in front of you. So I have these little buttons that I can assign all the audio to. And then when you're during the conversation, you say the opposite of what's in the clip. And it gets very confusing and very funny. It's called the Echo Phone
Hello?
Prank.
Hey, hi there. Evening. How are you?
How are you?
Hello?
Very good.
How
listen,
are you doing?
I saw your number in the phone book.
Phone book. And
I'm ringing you about the duffel coat
you have for sale. The duffel coat, is it?
Well, you're selling a duffel coat and what else?
Duffel coat, I have a fireplace and a coffee table as well.
Now, I'm interested in the fire
duffel coat. The fireplace.
And the coffee table? It's a fireplace, is it?
Well, no, which, you're looking for, which one are you interested in, the fireplace?
The fire guard.
Yeah, duffel coat.
The duffel coat you're ringing about.
Okay, so can you tell me how much is the coffee
the duffel coat?
How much is the what?
So can you tell me how much is the coffee table,
duffel coat?
Duffel coat.
Yeah.
The duffel coat I'd have to be getting €35 for.
Oh, that's really expensive. Cheap.
There's something, yeah. Expensive or cheap, you said?
That's really expensive.
Yeah. €35 for the duffel coat. And do you want to buy the fireplace in as well?
Is it just me, or are you hearing...
Do you hear voices on the line?
What's wrong with your phone?
I can hear there's like another someone else talking as well. I thought maybe you're in an echo or there's someone beside you there.
When I can hear
loads of voices coming
really weird.
Again, it's like there's two people talking to me, but maybe there's a line problem. Now, what are you interested in?
When you talk, I can hear loads of voices coming as well.
Weird.
It's
strange.
I can kind of hear something going on now, but I'm not sure. I'm putting it down to a bad line.
How much is the fire yard?
Duffel coat.
The duffel coat is €35.
Sorry,
who?
Is there someone else there talking to you beside you? Because I can hear two people talking at the same time.
I don't understand what the problem is.
I can hear
you're saying there's something wrong with my phone, but all I can hear is
multiple voices
coming back from
everywhere.
I can hear two people talking at the same time. Now, either I'm losing it, or there's a complete mix-up with the phone lines. The duffel coat is €35, as explained. Now, are you interested in the fireplace and the coffee table, or just
You got to stop doing this, please, because seriously, I think you're winding me up here now. What are you doing? What are you doing now?
Jesus Christ. The fireplace... is €150.
No, but look, I can hear you saying 150 and I can hear you
all
saying...
I just rang you up to buy the duffel coat, the coffee table, and the fire guard.
Now, would you like to sell them to me? Or would you like me to go away?
Somewhere else.
Now, I'll tell you at the moment, there's like three looking for duffel coat, fireplace, and coffee table. And I can only sell one to each leg. Now, either I'm completely losing the plot, or someone is taking someplace.
All I can hear is you telling me 20 things.
Okay.
All right?
There's not 20 things.
All right.
Things that you saw on the paper.
I'm going to go now and buy my duffel coat off somebody else.
Okay, all right.
There's plenty
of duffel coats.
I wouldn't actually want to wear a duffel coat from someone like you.
Because
evidently,
you're mad.
I'm because I'm hearing three voices now in my head and I begin to question myself. There's three f***ing things, a duffel coat, a fireplace and a coffee table.
What a hero. What a hero.
Are you there, Noel?
KC, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I know your head nearly exploded, but I apologise. I it won't happen again, but I am interested in the duffel coat.
Show on Red FM.
Went in one day and she told me she had no breakfast and I said, Mom, you surely had your breakfast. And the lady across the way said no breakfast came into her.
Oh no.
So I went out and to find her dinner was sitting out on a yellow clinical waste bin, Neil.
Food on a waste bin?
She'd been a close contact, I presume. Whoever was supposed to come in and either feed her, I don't know, Neil. It was sitting out on the yellow waste bin.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
With Mercedes-Benz Cork. Discover the luxurious all-electric EQE at Mercedes-Benz Cork today.
Weekdays from 9 a.m.
on Red FM.
Red FM. FM Cork Traffic.
With Office Master, Cork's office furniture and interior specialists. Check us out online at officemaster.ie.
10 to 8 now, N22 inbound if you're coming in the Macroom Road. There's a little burst of traffic there just before Johnstone. Likewise at Farron Hill and Farron Cross. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Morning everyone, this is Casey, there's Rory.
Hello.
There's Victoria. Jamie's taking care of news. And we're here before we hand over to Big Papa. He loves it when we call him Big Papa. Neil Prendeville from Nine. You know the way every now and then you do the odd giveaway, Vic?
Yeah.
On this crack.
Yeah.
And it gets a good reaction.
Absolutely.
A great reaction or an absolutely insane reaction. And that's with the Shania Twain tickets.
It's gone off the wall.
The fan base.
Yes, yeah, it's got a big fan base, yeah.
It is. Are you excited about it, girl?
She don't impress me much.
Oh, really?
Imagine I have to work with these two.
Two donkeys.
Yeah.
Would you go along to it? I'd imagine. Here's my thinking. If you're a single fella in Cork, that's the gig to go to. It's like they say, go to a Monday show if you want to meet a woman. This is the same. It's just going to be wall to wall, ladies, because I'm going by the entries on this.
They're going to be out in force, lads.
Yep.
And I think I want to go. I think I want to be one of the girls. I want to get dressed up with all the...
Let's go, Bjorn!
I want to get the hat and the stenson and
ready for that.
I just want to be one of the girls.
I'm going out tonight. Won't get into a fight. I'm going to let me just hang out. Gonna make some noise. Gonna maul some boys. Yeah, we're gonna scream and shout. I got me fake tan, got me bag of cans, and me leap card for the bus. Heading into town, running to Brown, Thomas for the free perfume. The best thing about being an owl doll, I can hide a load of maggots in me bra.
Those high notes.
Man, I feel like
an owl doll. Do you want to be there?
Let's go, guys!
Shania Twain in your name right now. 0868-104-106.
Sport, Red Simply Suits.
Sport. We all love a bit of sport. Do you like a bit of sport, Vic?
I love sport.
Love a bit of sport.
Sport.
Told you about this earlier on this morning, Victoria. It's the newest sport that I've discovered. And apparently it's very big over in America. This is husband calling.
Husband calling.
This is crazy.
It's insane. America, I love you, but you're bonkers. So they have these events where women get up on stage and they compete competitively. Like this is like they have a Premier League.
It's a sport.
It's a big deal where they get up on stage and call their husbands. That's Henry getting called in for the dinner.
He's in trouble.
Not bad, good call. Let's see what's next. Here's Henry, is it? Yeah.
Woo! Carrie, come on, let's go, Randy!
And there's Randy getting called in.
Ah, lads.
It's a thing.
Would you be well, though, would you?
Listen, on WhatsApp this morning, I have his and hers mugs up for grabs.
Oh.
Ladies, I want to hear your best husband call.
A voice note.
Voice notes, please. 0868-104-106.
Get Vic to do it first.
Okay.
Your husband's me.
Right. Ready? Ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Oh, woo!
Oh, yes!
Congratulations, Vic. You've just won two show mugs.
Thanks
that you worked on. Hey, Owen. You're marrying that in a couple of months.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Stay with us for €80,000, a monster jackpot. I hope you get your Cork tickets. Husband calling contest on the air at the moment from the ladies of Cork. Go!
Ollie!
Oh, that's good.
I love the little la 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 la.
There's a little yodel on the end.
That's not bad.
This is from Lorna in Baltimore calling in my husband Ian.
I needed to put the EastEnders music at the end of that clip, really.
Oh, lads, so funny.
Fantastic.
Simon!
Beautiful.
I feel like it could catch on here, you know.
Husband calling.
Yeah.
I've asked you this and you couldn't give me an answer.
No, I think... Like,
why do women start conversations from the other side of the house?
It's the same thing.
The far room upstairs. Yeah, and that's all you hear.
I know.
Three of those ladies get mugs. That was some outstanding husband calling. Well done. Red FM's
Cash Money. On your radio.
On the Go Loud player.
And on your smart speaker.
Red FM. It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jamie O'Hara. A man is to appear in court this morning after being arrested in connection with a setting of fires at five stores in the city centre. The man in his 20s was arrested yesterday following the incidents at the weekend. Quisha Connolly has this report for Red FM News.
Emergency services were alerted after staff and customers discovered small fires at a pharmacy, three clothing stores and a sports store after 5 p.m. on Sunday. Clothing rails and display stands were set alight but were quickly put out. No one was injured during the incident, however, it's understood up to €100,000 in smoke damage was caused to stock. An investigation was launched to identify those responsible and CCTV footage from the city centre and stores was examined. Quisha Connolly, Red FM News.
Gardaí are investigating.
That's 57557.
Cork, there is no better place. It's time to talk.
The only way to get anything done in Cork is to go onto the internet.
Right, you know?
There you go.
Fair play.
That's
a Cork threat at this stage, I think. The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
I just love Cork people.
Conversation that matters.
Now then, we'll get to our newspaper review in a few moments, but while we have him available, I want to get to Christopher O'Sullivan. Fianna Fáil TD, the Minister of Media, has been coming under criticism over her handling of the latest RTE fallout. Catherine Martin has been accused of making a serious blunder after she went on live TV and refused to express confidence in Siúan Ní Rathaoirlíog, the chairwoman of the RTE board. The Minister said...
Red FM's Home Run with Colm.
Join me, Colm O'Sullivan, weekdays from 4 p.m. on The Home Run. We've got the biggest cash prizes on Irish radio as we reveal a new amount on the cash machine every single evening. All the latest traffic updates and the best music in Cork to get you home.
Red FM's Home Run
with Tesco Club Card, rounding down their club card prices so you can save even more.
Red FM.
Call Neil now. 0818-104-106.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
28 minutes to 11, the Neil Prendeville Show with Mick Mulcahy. Neil is back tomorrow. Interestingly enough, hearing that Shania Twain is coming to Leaside, if you've any doubts that it's going to be a good or a bad show and you're saying, I don't know, it should be any good, have a look at the Shania Twain documentary on Netflix detailing her career, her time married to Mutt Lange, the devastation that the separation caused her, and her fight back to really the pinnacle of the country music and rock pop country, I suppose, music again. I think that will be a spectacular concert. So check out that on Netflix, the Shania Twain story. Let's get to Paul's story. He's on line one. Hiya, Paul.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
Good. You're 19 months in recovery, not as long as our last two contributors, but 19 months, a year and a half, all the same.
Yeah. No, it's been a journey, all right. It's been a changing point in my life, really. Come to that stage of acceptance with that I'm an addict and alcoholic, you know. But it's been the best decision I've ever made, really, is to. The trust in the fellowship, like, and this way of life, like, you know, it's guided me on to, you know, I'm good in myself today, like, and I never was when I actively drank, you know.
Yeah, is that because you didn't feel worth it when you were in the throes of addiction?
I suppose, look, just to describe addiction for me, like, is you know, when I was young, like, I'd always suffer with stress, fear, worry and anxiety. I'd feel emotions deeply, you know, and it was, I had a very obsessive mind then to escape from those feelings constantly. So it was football and there was other stuff. And then when I was introduced to drink, it completely took them feelings away from me, you know, and it provided me with that escapism. But where it led me then is what makes me an alcoholic, I suppose, Mick, is that the obsession for more. So like when I picked up that drink and took that drink, I was obsessed with getting the next drink and the next drink, and that would completely suppress the emotions that I struggled with. But it was the consequences then because of it. At the start, you don't see it. But like I describe the addiction really as the great remover, you know, and it removed so much from me so quickly in a way of like responsibility, mm-hmm. respect for myself and others, you know, moral values, you know, and lastly, and I speak about it because it was a blessing really that, you know, I was given the gift of desperation. I was hopeless really. I believed that I couldn't stop. I actually truly believe that, and it led me to place of lose my will to live, you know. I didn't want to live anymore because I couldn't stop. And then thank God I got that gift of desperation.
It's that changeover from it being a happy part of your life to it being a huge dependency part of your life. Yeah.
7557. That's 57557. Let's go!
Red FM.
Hello, lovelies. It is Kira here, going to be driving you round on the show today. More on that in a little bit. No cans on the way. Here's Beyonce.
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Playing today's hits. Red FM.
Harry Styles, As It Was. Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Tickets for the Sugar Babes live at the Marquee go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And Kira, get me to the gig. Could win you them here first. There's been tons of messages in. The phone lines are lit up. Let's go and see if Sarah can nail it.
Kira, get me to the gig.
You know what, Sarah? About to know. You are going to the Sugar Babes live at the Marquee on May 23rd.
Thank you so much, Easter.
You can keep warming up those vocal cords for the gig in the Marquee this May. Are you a big fan?
Oh, sure, I'll outdo them now on the day.
If I was them, I'd be a bit worried, Sarah. That is absolutely class.
Thanks so much. Have
well done, well done. Before I let you go, will you give me one last huge Kira, get me to the gig?
Oh, okay. Kira, get me to the gig.
Sarah, I absolutely love you. That is brilliant. Well done. Enjoy the Sugar Babes. Woo!
Have a great day. Yes. Bye.
Bye. It was so easy that night. Cork's Good Times. That is Gavin James, White Noise. It is Kira here with you on Wednesday afternoon. We will be making a call shortly for over €80,000 on Red FM's cash machine. How are the phones, lads? Oh, button's stuck.
Here we go. Celeb juice.
I hope your phone is working better than my button this afternoon. Okay. Have you seen this video?
Hey guys, come with me as I shove my father into a balloon. You have 10 minutes now, Kai. Oh! Now we have it!
That is Tyke Fleming, and that is his dad, Derry. And they go viral for lots of things. But most recently, it was him shoving his dad, Derry, into a giant green balloon. That video was taken by Tank's Good News. That was shared on Instagram, on TikTok, and Tyke has posted a screenshot of one very famous friend who liked the video, none other than Jennifer Aniston. He is absolutely had his mind blown. He's captioned the snap saying, "Ah, stop the lights. Rachel from Feck and Friends saw Derry in a balloon." So you just never know where it is going to go. And Jennifer Aniston looks like she'd definitely be a bit of crack. Do you think he could convince her to get into one of his giant balloons? That would be absolutely class. On the way, I'm going to play you Casey's buddy, Jason Derulo, and Teddy Swims is in there too.
Kira Revins, Cork's Good Times. Red FM and Off the Ball.
With Simply Suits, your wedding suit specialist. Find us off the Kinsale Road roundabout.
The FAI has confirmed that John O'Shea will be in charge of the Ireland senior men's team for next month's games. The Waterford native, capped 118 times for his country, will oversee the friendly matches against Belgium and Switzerland. The interim manager will be assisted by Crystal Palace coach Paddy McCarthy. The search for a permanent successor to Stephen Kenny will surpass 100 days on Saturday, but the FAI insists that one will be appointed in early April. To football, and Cork's Adam Ida will look to continue his strong start to his Celtic career tonight. The former College Corinthians striker has scored 4 goals for the Hoops in 5 games. Tonight they host Dundee at Celtic Park. Celtic go into the game 2 points behind leaders Rangers, who go to Kilmarnock. Ida scored twice against Motherwell at the weekend, and boss Brendan Rodgers says his team will take confidence from it.
It was a very good win for us.
Okay, it's not been a bad day. It's going to be cloudy this evening and overnight again pretty chilly, temperatures of about 1 to 3 degrees.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Halfway through the week, welcome. We're on the home run. It's Colm with you. Ariana Grande on the way right now. Let's kick off with Jack Harlow.
Cork's Good Times, playing today's hits.
Red FM.
Red FM. Ryan Ennis, that is close on Cork's Good Times, Red FM. And before that, brand new from Beyonce, it's called Texas Hold'em, and it's a bit different than we've heard from Beyonce before. It's got a kind of a country vibe about it, and she is saying that it's a country music song. And it's caused a bit of hassle over in the States, because a country music station in the US initially refused a listener's request to play the new song by Beyonce. So they said, literally, we don't play Beyonce. It's not our genre. We don't do it. And then there was uproar from all the Beyonce fans online saying that they were being racist and they were being discriminatory, and it was actually a country music song. So what was their issue? Why wouldn't they play it? And then they backed down and now they're playing Beyonce. We don't have that issue. We always play Beyonce free anyway. So that's our new one, Texas Hold'em. And you'll hear plenty more of that here on Red FM. Good evening, my friends. What is the crack? It's the home run for Wednesday. I'm Colm O'Sullivan. And we've got loads going on in the show this evening. Rihanna, Honda Replay on Red FM. It's the home run. It's Colm O'Sullivan with you. And we want to send someone to Live at the Marquee right now. I'm going to go to the phone to a very excitable Carol. Carol, how's it going?
Hey! I'm very good. Delighted to hear you, right?
Fantastic. Oh. You're happy out, yeah. Are you?
I am, I hope.
Good stuff. Would you like to go to One Day Presents BLK?
I'd love it. My daughter would be over the moon.
What's your daughter's name?
Megan.
And is it her birthday soon?
Next week, she'll be 22. She'll be like, ooh.
Oh, ideal. So for this. So will...
Yeah.
Do you have a present sorted for her, or...?
I have something small at the moment.
Okay, will we give her something bigger?
Yes, please. Thank
Carol, you've just won 2 tickets to One Day Presents BLK.
Good.
At Live at the Marquee. And I'm going to put you in the draw for Friday as well, because we will be upgrading one person on Friday evening to the overall prize, which will be a chauffeur-driven car down there, back into town, food and Sober Lane beforehand. We'll throw it all in for you, all right?
Wow. Thank you so much. That's amazing. Fingers crossed. Thank you so much. You've made my day.
No worries, Carol. We might be talking to you on Friday, all right?
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous day.
You too. Go tell Megan the good news, all right?
I will. Thank you so much. Bye.
And more chances to win on the show tomorrow, right now. Zara Larsson, David Guetta. This is On My Love, Red FM.
No, I don't need the time. Girls
is players too. Brainin Gaeilge.
Red FM.
Tá trí ceoltóirí eile fógartha le haghaidh Live at the Marquee am Líona.
beg the Sugar Babes, August Van Morrison, ag sinim i mí bealtaine. Comá le sin beg Brian Adams, ag dul constáilte i mí meithiv. Is Misha Katie Jane agus Bílum ar Dúsa Red FM modern day downig o shock a dia de
Cork's Good Times
Red FM.
Oh, the beat of my body.
George Ezra, Green Green Grass and Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Such a good tune from him. Lots of entries in for those bicep tickets tonight in the marquee. If you want to get your name in the hat, 0868104106. Your name and where you're listening. And I'll be picking the winner just before 8 o'clock. Right now, I got some brand new music. This song is blown up online. It's Benson Boone, Beautiful Things, and it's brilliant.
For a while there, it was rough.
Do for your product or brand.
Thursdays are a vibe with me, Kira Revens, live from the pod at Mahon Point for the award-winning Farmers Market. Have the perfect playlist for your coffee, ketchup.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Noah Kahan.
You can bop while you shop and get all your celeb juice while you take first pick at the sweet treats. Live from the pod at Mahon Point Shopping Centre for the Farmers Market every Thursday from midday.
Gala, Tally Amar, that's Stay the Night in Cork's Good Times, Red FM. It's Stephanie Rainey with you till 10 o'clock tonight. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, I got your over 80,000 euro cash machine details. Plus, catch tonight's throwback track. And if you can name it for me, I got a Dino's voucher up for grabs. Tonight's throwback is an absolute banger, so you're not going to want to miss it. It's all coming your way just after 8 o'clock.
Stephanie Rainey on.
Okay, picture yourself if you've got a ticket. In the middle of Virgin Media Park, singing this at the top of your lungs, because that's going to happen this summer in Cork, and that's a good thing.
And we're still so young, and we hope for more.
Yes, absolute banger from Take That. I actually can't get enough of that song. I'm just going to say it. I just can't get enough. I listen to it. It may be in my top 10 of like all time favorite songs. I forget about it now. I won't like. It won't be the first thing that'll come into my head. But if I heard it, I'd be like, oh my God, this is just such a, it's so good. So I got to get my, now that I've heard that again, I got to go get myself a ticket for Take That in Virgin Media Park. I know they're all gone, but I will source one somewhere, somehow. The gods of tickets will come to me. A couple of minutes time, I'll be talking about another boy band member who is having not the best time at the minute. But before that, I've got to announce the winner of tonight's Dino's Family Chip Shop voucher. That was tonight's throwback. Take That, Never Forget, and what a throwback. So good that it almost distracted me from my job, which was to give away the Dino's voucher. Tonight's winner is Margaret O.S. in Mallow. I don't know what O.S. stands for. I'm going to say O'Sullivan. Margaret O'Sullivan. You are tonight's winner for that Dino's voucher. We've got one to give away every single night on this show. I love doing it. You'll catch Dino's in Kinsale. You'll get them in Ballincollig. You'll get them in Blackpool. You'll get them in Grange, Douglas, everywhere. And they're just top-notch grub in Cork. So, so good. So, that's on its way to you, Margaret. Enjoy some chips and some lovely, lovely food on us. Got some Dominic Fike on the way for you next after this track from Peggy Goo. It's It Goes Like Na 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 on Red FM.